Baseball PhD podcast segment to remember 2010.
This next interview comes from episode 9, Boston Red Sox.
Ed interviews Boston author Bill Nowlin on whether Ted Williams was the greatest hitter of all time.
A great baseball PhD welcome to author Bill Nowlin, who's published 10 books about the Red Sox and 5 books about the immortal Ted Williams.
Very good. Thank you, Ed.
Bill, what was Ted Williams to you as a young boy in Boston growing up?
He was my hero growing up. And when I started getting into this pleasurable mode of writing books, I had a lot to say about Ted Williams.
Why was he your hero?
I was born in 1945. So I grew up in the 50s. And I was a baseball fan. We didn't have computers then. We barely had television. And I used to go to a lot of Red Sox games. And the Red Sox were not very good from about, from my conscious years on, 53, 54, on through Ted's final year in 1960. But Ted Williams was widely considered to be the greatest hitter in baseball, if not the greatest hitter in the history of baseball. I went to the ballpark thinking he was going to hit a home run every time up. I was a little naive, of course, but nobody does that. But he did get on base an awful lot. In his 1957 season, he batted .388. I think most people know he was the last guy to hit over 400 when he hit .406 in 1941. But in 1957, the year that he turned 39 years old, and this is not some young guy anymore, he hit .388, 6 more hits than he would have been 400. And if he could run as fast as he could have run when he was 23, he probably would have beat out some infield hits there.
Wow. Now, in my research, let me tell you what I discovered that I did not know. Number one, I was shocked to learn that Ted Williams did not have 3,000 hits.
No, because he spent 5 years in the military. He lost the entire seasons of 43, 44, and 1945, and then most of 1952 and 1953 in the Navy and the Marine Corps.
And the other thing that surprised me was that Ted Williams was Hispanic. He had his maternal side of his family was from Mexico.
Right. I take a lot of credit for bringing that story out, because I think it was a story I wrote in the Boston Globe Sunday magazine that first really brought that to people's attention. There's no secret. I mean, Ted mentioned it in his own autobiography, but nobody had ever written about it before.
Was Ted Williams the first Hispanic baseball superstar?
He is listed as the first Hispanic or Latino member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. So you might make that argument. He started in 1939, set a record in 1939 with 145 RBIs as a rookie. Nobody has matched that yet. So 71 years later, that record
right.
still stands.
So let's make the case.
I say you're right.
Let's make the case. Was Ted Williams, from the beginning of time till today, is he the greatest hitter in baseball history?
Well, if you asked him...
No, I know that. He would say absolutely. But I'm asking you.
He was one of the top 2 or 3 greatest hitters. By almost any measure, it comes down to Babe Ruth and Ted Williams. I tried hard to prove that Ted was a better hitter than Babe Ruth, and I couldn't do it. They both are very, very similar. Babe Ruth struck out a lot more than Ted Williams.
Right.
Ted had a higher average. Ted had a... higher on-base percentage, but Ruth is number 2 in on-base percentage, and he hit a lot more home runs per times at bat, and Ted valued power, certainly. So they come out pretty comparable. If I had to pick one or the other, I would pick Ruth, but not by much.
And we forget, Ruth as a team, if we had to do a fantasy draft of the all-time players, he had 100 wins as a pitcher. And I think I read something Ted Williams, he did pitch 2 innings one time, in mop-up closing because they were getting killed. But Ruth, I mean, it's a weird paradigm where a great pitcher is so good hitting that you want him in the lineup every day and you make him an outfielder.
He won over 20 games as a pitcher. He won the ERA title 1 year. And he... pitched some, I can't even remember the number now, but 20-some consecutive scoreless innings in the World Series.
Right. No, I agree. And, you know, some of that was for the glory of the Red Sox.
Absolutely. He was there for three of their World Series victories almost 100 years ago.
Now, what surprised me with my research is that Ted Williams had more power than I thought I remembered. I mean, he's a member of the 500 home run club, plus he hit for average.
And, as I mentioned, if he hadn't missed those 5 years through military service, he would have hit easily 600 home runs. And most of the mathematicians that have done projections put him at about 690 home runs.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit more. And, you know, Ruth had 714.
Right.
If Ted got to 1960 and had 690 home runs, I have to bet he'd put in one more season.
Sure, I agree.
And been right up there without benefit of steroids even.
Right. No, he was an outstanding guy. Now, we've got a couple minutes before we've got to get out of here, but if you put Ruth and Williams in the top two, who's your three and four all-time great hitters?
Well, Lou Gehrig has to be right up there. Ty Cobb didn't hit for power as much because that wasn't the name of the game in his day. But boy, is he up there in terms of 367 lifetime on batting average. The thing that impresses me the most about Ted, though, you just alluded to a moment ago, which is his on-base percentage.
Right,
482. That means that every time he stepped up to the plate, 48% of the time, he reached base.
Right.
He's the leader in walks percentage, 20.75%. Some of these numbers I do have memorized.
Right.
But, you know, more than 20% of the time he got up, he walked. And the rest of the time he hit, he had a .344 batting average. He put it all together. And when I was thinking he was going to hit a home run every time up, well, he didn't do that, but he got on base.
He was always on base.
50% of the time.
Now, was Williams the type of hitter that was getting intentionally walked frequently, or was he like a wise leadoff hitter who just had a very good eye, and he made the pitchers work, and he would get walks?
Well, some of both. He did get a lot of intentional walks, not like Barry Bonds was getting, but he got quite a lot of them. He was also known, even from his rookie year, he was known as began to develop the reputation rather quickly of somebody that would take a walk rather than swing wildly at something.
Right.
In his rookie year alone, he walked 107 times, which is astonishing for a rookie. He had just to have that kind of slight discipline. His slogan was "Get a good pitch to hit," and his attitude was that the pitcher is trying to trick you. You don't want to swing at their pitches. You got to wait for your pitch. So take a ball, and maybe you'll get a pitch you want to swing at then.
In closing, let's talk about the spirit of Hollywood. Only 40 other men in the major leagues have done this. Ted Williams ended his career in a Hollywood fashion. Let me set the stage. September 28th, 1960, last game of the season, Fenway Park, 10,454 fans, bottom of the eighth. Orioles ahead 4-2, up comes the splendid splinter in his last at bat. Let's listen as Kurt Gowdy makes the call as we add some music. We call it Ted Williams Meets Red Sox Future.
1-1 to Williams. Everybody quiet now here at Fenway Park after they gave him a standing ovation of 2 minutes, knowing that this is probably his last time at bat. One out, nobody on, last of the eighth inning. Jack Fisher into his windup. Here's the pitch. Williams swings, and there's a long drive.
I don't know about you, Bill, but that is Hollywood.
A lot of things that he did were perfectly set for Hollywood, like the time he crashed his plane, shot down by enemy fire, got up and was up in the 8 o'clock the next morning on another flight. But his final time up in the major leagues, everybody knew it was his final time. It was a cold day with a heavy air, and he wanted to hit a home run, of course, because that's what he wanted to do from when he was an early teenager growing up in San Diego. But he hit one in, I think it was the sixth inning. He hit one that went right back to the bullpen wall, and they weren't going to do him any favors, and so the center fielder caught the ball, and he said, "That's about as hard as I could hit one." But he did it again his last time up and hit a home run that went onto the roof of the little area where the pitchers sit out in the Red Sox bullpen.
Right.
And trotted around the bases and scored and actually won the game, too. It wasn't a walk-off. It was an eighth-inning home run. But it made the difference. And you know, that's the way you want to go out, for sure.
Ted Williams, one of the greatest hitters of all time. Author Bill Nolan, thank you very much.
Enjoyed it, Ed. Thank you.
This has been a Baseball PhD production. Copyright 2010.